So I want to share with you this morning in Acts chapter 1 and verses 6 through 14. It said, this is the promise of the Holy Spirit. Pentecost Sunday is next Sunday, I believe, isn't it, Phil? Yeah. And he starts out this book, Dear Theophilus, in my first book I told you about everything Jesus began to do and teach until the day he ascended to heaven. Well, we know that 50 days after the crucifixion, 40 days later, 50 days later, we now call Pentecost Sunday, but it simply means 50 days after. Back in the Old Testament, they had Pentecost, which was 50 days after an event, most likely Passover. But picking it up in verse 4, one of those meetings, as he was eating a meal, he, Jesus, was with them, and he told them this, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you what he promised. Remember, I have told you about this before. John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, Lord, are you going to free Israel now and restore the kingdom? Because they were really looking for the Messiah to free them from the bondage of the Romans. Jesus responded, he said, the Father sets those dates, and they are not for you to know. But when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you will receive power from on high and will tell people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And it was not long after he said this. He was taken up into the sky while they were watching, and he disappeared in a cloud. As they were straining their eyes to see him, two white-robed men suddenly appeared to them. They said, men and women of Galilee, why are you standing staring into the sky? Jesus had been taken away from you into heaven, and someday, just as you see him go, he will return. The apostles were at the Mount of Olives when this happened, so they walked a half a mile back to Jerusalem. Then they were upstairs in a room of the house where they were staying, and here's a list of those who are present. Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all met together continually for prayer, along with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and several other women, and the brother of Jesus. May God add his blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.